I want to give you an invitation to go on a journey into making a deeper connection with nature and the natural world around us. I've been working with tree energy for a while now, and I've found it's a wonderful way to give meaning and purpose to my life, and I've discovered a really nourishing, deeper connection with nature as a result. And so I want to share this with like-minded people. I'm talking about connecting to trees, the energy of various goddesses that come up at certain times of the year that also connect to certain trees, and the nature spirits that I've discovered are all part of this journey into deepening ourselves into nature. Now, the way I see it, we're not separated from nature. We are nature. But the modern world does make us kind of feel like we rule nature and that we try to grow everything according to our will. But actually, the wildness of nature stops us doing this. And so I want to connect more to that wildness, and that connects to the wildness in ourselves as well. So on this journey, there's going to be some meditations attached to each of the trees that come up in our sequence, and possibly a few podcasts along the way, explaining certain things that come along in the year. There'll be a chance for us to work together in person, because I do hold tree energy gatherings from time to time, and also some ceremonies as well in places, sacred places like Avebury. So we could work together in person, but I'm very much hoping that you'll also do the work that I'm doing, which is based on meditation around the trees and listening to this series. So I'm going to use a structure which is known as the Oum Grove Calendar. The Oum is one of the world's oldest alphabets, and it has 20 letters, and they represent the indigenous trees of this land. Now, if you place these 20 letters in a circle, some remarkable things start to happen, and sacred connections start to appear. And that is the root of our purpose, making sacred connections. So I'm going to use the Oum Grove and its calendar and to help us have a structure to our journey. So if we take the 20 letters, imagine them in a circle, that creates four sets of five, so four seasons. That also helps us with the four Celtic cross-quarter festivals. So in between the four major festivals that we know and love, so winter solstice, spring equinox, summer solstice, and autumn equinox, there are four more. And these are also useful to us as we can connect to those festivals at certain times. They're very good for reflecting on where you are in your life at a certain time. And that's why I'm taking this journey. I want to reflect on how I feel at certain times of the year. There's also an astrological aspect to this journey. Celtic druids studied the stars and aligned their sacred sites to constellations, in particular Orion's Belt. This is interesting because the Giza Plateau in Egypt is also aligned to Orion's Belt, and it's as if many cultures around the world 5,000 years ago were all sharing the same connection to the stars. So our tree alphabet also includes some shrubs like ivy, broom, gorse, and heather. And the trees divide into groups, so like evergreens, for example, the yew tree, fir tree, and those in the rose family like apple. And this just helps us to categorise it in some way. That's kind of our human condition, isn't it? To have categories for things and just to make it easy to follow step by step. So we'll be going on a journey, and I'll be making these meditations. I'm going to make them out in nature as much as I possibly can. And that's the way that you can use this this sequence of or series of meditations and podcasts about this subject. So you can use it in the warmth of your own home listening to my voice, taking you on a journey into the forest, and you can imagine the trees. And I'll be putting some pictures on my social media that you can use to look at when you're following the meditation for visualization. Or, of course, by listening on your device, you can actually go out into the forest, which is what I do when I can, sit under the tree and meditate with the tree. It's a very powerful experience, and it's what's got me started on this journey. A couple of years ago, I started sitting under an oak tree, started meditating, and my life has changed dramatically because of that practice. And I'd like to share this with you because it's really a great way to bring a very different aspect of meaning and purpose to your life. So the next thing you're going to hear is my voice recorded out in nature with the alder tree, which is the first one we're going to take in our sequence. I do hope you enjoy listening to this and follow the journey, and that somewhere along the line at one of my tree gatherings, we meet in person. But for now, here's a meditation with the alder tree. Make yourself comfortable and settle in for a meditation for the next 10 minutes or so. I'm out in nature recording this for you with my back to an older tree, sitting by the river. And the rain is dripping into the river water and making ripples on the surface. And during this meditation, you may well hear the sounds of nature accompanying you on this journey. So if it's comfortable for you to close your eyes now and go on your inner journey beneath the surface into your secret world inside yourself. Imagine you too are sitting with your back to an older tree, perhaps by a river or by water, in a beautiful place in nature, just like I am sitting now. Take your attention to your breath and just slightly follow your breath and allow it to slow down. Ask the alder tree to center your energy and to start to bring your system into balance. This is one of the signatures of the alder tree. It brings us into a state of balance and equilibrium. This journey is going to go into the element of water. So I'd like you to imagine that with the alder tree behind you, you are submerging into the river or lake or body of water that you imagine around you. Go beneath the surface. Swim down inside yourself to discover what's there. To help you, imagine that you are a fish, perhaps like a salmon, swimming down beneath the surface. And the roots of the alder tree stretch down into the water in front of you. And you can swim inside these roots and feel its protection, because the alder tree is a tree that protects us. It forms a shield around us, as it does for you now. And where I'm sitting on the bank of the river, long roots are stretching down, and I can imagine myself gently slipping beneath the surface and swimming down into those roots. Now you are there in this other world. You have an opportunity to ask a question of the older tree. It is a tree of transformation. It is a tree that helps you take a new path. It is a tree of awakening. If there's somewhere or something you want to change or move in your life, then now is the time to ask for that guidance and that question. And as you hold that in your consciousness, let's deepen our meditation with the older tree. Just keep breathing as if you're breathing in the tree and merging with the spirit of the older tree. Older trees live for around the same time as a human. And they have many characteristics which are quite like us. This makes it a wonderful tree to connect with as we start this journey of greater connection with nature. It is a magical tree and stands between the realm of human consciousness and the realm of the fairy world of nature spirits, a world which has now become distant from our own, but at one time was much closer, and ancient people were able to make contact with nature spirits, and often they would choose to do this sitting like you are now beneath an older tree. And whilst the older tree protects you as you go into this other world, this strange place of other beings in a different dimension to the human consciousness, allow yourself to go on this journey for a minute or two, and I will bring you back into the protective shield of the older tree.
And now it's time to swim back to the surface of your inner river, your inner lake, your inner pond, wherever you've been. Start to imagine the root of the older tree coming down into that place beneath the surface. And then you can follow it up until you can touch it. And start to climb up onto the bank of the river or beside the lake. And you look up at the beautiful blossoming tree above you with its catkins and its lovely red colour. And you give thanks to the older tree for this journey of going deeper into your own world, but also the world of the older tree. Now you have made a connection with the older, you can carry it with you. You can ask for its guidance. You can return to this place at any time you wish. And once more, journey with the older tree in a beautiful place in nature. Either where you're right now sitting or in your own mind's eye. Thank you for listening.